The Gemara Kuf Tazayin on the base asks the kasha that if a sum is potter from Avodas, how could Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes be motzi the Bnei Bayis in Haggadah? So the Gemara answers that they held that matzah bezman hazeh derabbanan. What does that mean? So matzah bezman hazeh derabbanan, how does that change anything? So there are two assumptions in this statement of the Gemara. Matzah bezman hazeh derabbanan. The first is that if matzah bezman hazeh derabbanan, apparently Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also must only be derabbanan. That there's a linkage between matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes felt that matzah bezman hazeh is only derabbanan, which is a shaila, but if they held that matzah bezman hazeh derabbanan, then Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only derabbanan as well. And that's how they could be motzi their b'nei bayis in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the first assumption is that there's a link between matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the second assumption is that that link helps us. That if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only derabbanan, so then somehow a suma can be motzi others. If Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would have been daraisa, then the suma could not be motzi, but because it's only derabbanan, so he can be motzi. The question is how to evaluate each one of these assumptions. So let's take them one by one. The first assumption, that there's a connection between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and matzah. That if matzah is only derabbanan, so Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim must also only be derabbanan. Where does that connection come from? Why should we assume that there is a connection? So, according to Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav, if lechem oni is lechem sha'onim alav dvarim, if you're supposed to say the halel and the haggadah in front of the matzah, so you see there is some kind of a connection between haggadah and matzah. So if matzah bezman hazeh is only derabbanan, then the haggadah that we say in front of the matzah also perhaps is only derabbanan. That's one source of a connection. Based on the Rashi, that lechem oni, lechem sha'onim alav dvarim, haggadah and matzah are linked to each other, that you have to say haggadah in front of the matzah. So in terms of the level of the chiyuv, they also should be linked. If matzah bezman hazeh is only derabbanan, then the haggadah that we're reciting in front of the matzah, the stam is also only derabbanan. You can't have a full kiyum lechem oni. Can't have a full kiyum lechem oni if the matzah is only the rabbanan. Efshar. The problem is not everyone holds like Rashi. So, like, if that's the only linkage between haggadah and matzah, it's a little bit shver. Is there any other linkage between haggadah and matzah? What's the answer? What's the linkage? Bavur zeh. Right. That's the simple linkage according to everyone. Bavur zeh lo amarti l'b'shor sheish matzah mar menachem lufanecha. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim only applies if it's a zman that's roi l'matzah. That's the comment that the Chumash Hadeshen was making. We met this Chumash Hadeshen a long, long time ago, at the beginning of the zman, the beginning of the year. The question that the Chumash Hadeshen is addressing is if a person can say Kiddush on the Seder night before Tzeisa Kochavim, so he says that you can't. Because we know that the Pesach has to be dafka balayla and matzah mara iskeshu l'kavim Pesach. And he says, bavur zeh, of course, is makish Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the matzah. There's no question about that, he says. That's what bavur zeh is about. V'yigarat alevincha, v'yom ha'olera, bavur zeh, osa shem li b'tzeisim mi Mitzrayim. Bavur zeh lo amarti. Bavur zeh means v'yigarat alevincha. The haggadah is only b'shah that's roi from matzah mara. But the Chumash Hadeshen just adds another point. He says that he thinks even the mitzvahs derabbanan of the Seder are also linked to the matzah and the mar. So dalet kosos should also be linked to the matzah and the mar. That's his whole chiddush. This is a Chumash Hadeshen in Kuf Lamed Zayin. Kol shkein agoda atzma boi namid levi b'shosh sheroi lechol matzah and mar. The kolhani ha mitzvahs matzah and mar shaychi. V'gamina v'darshinan v'higanat alevincha b'avur zeh lo amarti l'b'shosh sheish matzah mara munachim lefanecha ritzon alom b'shosh sheroi lechol matzah umara. Of course Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can only take place during a zman that's roi for matzah and mara. Shaila is if dalet kosos also are linked, if the chachamim even link the mitzvahs d'rabbanan of the Seder to the matzah and the mara. But certainly Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is linked to the matzah and the mara. So presumably one could say that in a similar sense, the reason why our Gemara says that if matzah bezman hazeh derabbanan, then haggadah bezman hazeh is also only derabbanan, that's based on bavur zeh. Bavur zeh perhaps not only links the matzah and the haggadah in terms of the zman hachiv, that's the ikar of what bavur zeh is talking about, but it also links them in terms of the ikar hachiv, in terms of the level of the chiv. that if the chi of Sipir Yetzir Hashem is Daraisa, if the chi of Matzah is Daraisa, so then Sipir Yetzir Hashem is going to be Daraisa as well. But if the chi of Matzah falls down to a level of Drabonan, so Bavur Zeh should say that there's a linkage, so Sipir Yetzir Hashem should be Drabonan as well. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman wants to suggest such an idea to explain Noshim, not to explain our Gemara. He brings a raya from our Gemara to this Yisod, because we know there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim on Noshim obligated in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sefer HaChinuch says that, yes, they're obligated in HaTorah, the Noeg B'Zacharim, B'Nekevos, the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim applies equally to men and to women alike, says the Chinuch. So what's the mokar? Why should I say that women are chayev? It's mitzvah say she hazman grama. It's certainly time dependent. So why should women be chayev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Rabbi Chanan wants to say that it's based on Bavur Zeh. We know that women are obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, because kol sheyeshna bebal tochal chametz yeshna bekum echal matzah. So they have a mitzvah, the rice of matzah, even though it is zman grama. And based on Bavur Zeh, he wants to say by the law of transitivity, right? The chayev in matzah because the chayev in chametz, and if the chayev in matzah, then they should be chayev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. If they have a mitzvah deraisa of matzah, then they have to have a mitzvah deraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim too, because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and matzah are linked to each other. How does he know that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and matzah are linked in terms of the ikra chayev? He says from the Gemara later on. Which Gemara later on? Our Gemara, Kuf Tezai. The Gemara says that if matzah bismanazeh drabonim, then Haggadah bismanazeh is also only drabonim. So it sounds like the Gemara is linking Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to matzah in terms of the Ikar Achiv. So lechora, for Noshim as well. You could say that if they're chayev in matzah, because they're chayev in chametz, then they should be chayev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim too. That's what you could say. What's the problem with this? Yeah. I'm sorry? What's the problem with saying that Bavur Zeh links the matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in terms of the Ikar Achiyuv and not just the Zman? Who disagrees with such a notion? Who? Minchas Chinuch, right? The Minchas Chinuch is troubled. He says he doesn't understand what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying. What, you're going to link the matzah and the Mora, link the matzah, Mora, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to each other based on Bavur Zeh? Bavur Zeh is talking about Bishor. It's talking about the Zman Achiyuv. It's not talking about the level of the chiyuv. It's not talking about who is chayuv, the ikar achiyuv, or the people who are chayuv in the mitzvah. It's talking about the zman achiyuv. A zman that's roi for matzah is a zman that's roi for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's not connecting them in terms of the ikar achiyuv. So how can you learn noshim achayuv min ator at Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim based on Bavur Zeh? That's the minchas chinuch kasha. We've had this in the past. The Minchas Chinuch seems to understand that Bavur Zeh does not link matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in terms of the nature of the chiyuv, in terms of the level of the chiyuv. It only links them in terms of the zman achiyuv. So he's grappling with this idea of noshim. How can the Sefer HaChinuch say min haTorah noshim achayev in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? If Bavur Zeh is not going to link matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so what's the connection? He leaves it b'tzar achiyuv, and he doesn't really know what the answer should be. The Pella is, how could the Minchas Chinuch make such a point? How could he say such a statement? What's flying in the face of his statement? He's saying Bavur Zeh only links Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to matzah in terms of the zman achiyuv, not in terms of the nature of the chiyuv, or who is chayiv. Where do we see a stira to that? From the Gemara itself. Where do we see a stira to that? From which Gemara? Our Gemara, Rabbi Chanan's Raya. Rabbi Chanan brings a raya that from our Gemara you see that Bavur Zeh doesn't link Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to matzah only in terms of the zman achiyuv. It even links it in terms of the level of the chiyuv. That if matzah b'zman hazeh is derabbanan, then Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim must also only be derabbanan. So what's the Minchas Chinuch talking about? Bavur Zeh does link matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in all respects, not just in terms of the zman achiyuv, but even in terms of the nature of the chiyuv, the level of the chiyuv. So why shouldn't it link it in terms of noshim too? If noshim are obligated in HaTorah and matzah, they should be obligated in HaTorah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim too. It's doch a pella. Minchas Chinuch is mamash a pella. What's even a bigger pella is that in the paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes our Gemara. Where's the Minchas Chinuch? the Chasenach in Mitzvah Chaf Aleph. We've seen so much of the Minchas Chinuch. Mama should sit. You should sit down, read the Sefer Achinuch, read the Minchas Chinuch, read it through now. Now that we've seen so much, he says, "V'lomar kevin the Torah Amr Bavur Zavishol Sheish Matzah etc. V'enchayos Bachilos Matzah Chayos Gamkin Baza Ain Zeh Klom the Torah Kosvul Gabe Anoshim Da'azu Zman Achir." ומצינו כי עוד סיבה במצווס אחרוס, ומכל מקום אין אנושם חיובוס וצורך אין גודל בזה. וחסכינו says, I don't think Bavur says linking matzah to see B'yitzir Zerim in terms of the people who are chayiv. Just before this, he says, Ayin shas shom amibayz gabi Rav Yosef, Rav Sheish is the Umru Agadata v'chule. In this context, referring to something else, he says, "Kol she'enu mechuyev b'davar enu motzi." Someone who's not mechuyev b'davar in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzchak cannot be motzi someone else. As the Shah says that if Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes held that matzah b'zmanaseh would be daraisa, then they wouldn't be able to be motzi. That's the context that he's bringing our Gemara. Right after that, he says, "And don't tell me that Bavur Zeh links matzah to Sipur Yitzchak in terms of who should be chayev in the mitzvah." No, that's not true. It only links them in terms of the zman achiv. He just quoted the Gemara a second ago that seems to imply that Bavur Zeh links them matzah with Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim, even in terms of the level of the chiv. What's he saying? What's the Minchas Chinuch talking about? It's Mamash Pella. Mamash Pella. What do you think? So I think maybe the way that the Minchas Chinuch understood our Gemara is no raya that matzah and Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim are linked regarding the nature of the chiyuv itself. There's no rani. Our Gemara is talking about the zman achiyuv. Bavur Zeh of our Gemara, the connection between Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim and matzah in our Gemara is all talking about the zman achiyuv. Zman achiyuv? How's it talking about the zman achiyuv? It's poshut. The Gemara is saying that if matzah bizman is in the Rabbanan, so then it turns out bizman azeh, you don't have a matzah d'oraisa in front of you. If matzah bismanazeh is only the Rabbanan, bismanazeh there is no matzah daraisa. So then Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim couldn't be daraisa either, because it's not bishar sheish matzah marim lunachim lefanecha. If all you have is a matzah derabbanan here, then there's no Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim daraisa here, because there's no matzah daraisa here either. The Gemara is really making a statement about zman hachiyuv. This is not a zman hachiyuv, then it turns out. Right? Bismanazeh, the whole Seder night is not a Zman Achiv of Sipur Yitzchak. It's not a Zman Achiv of Matzah. It's like Erev Pesach Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. Right? It's a Zman that's not Shaya to the Mitzvah Deraisa of Matzah. Nowadays, the whole Seder is a Zman that's not Roy for the Mitzvah of Matzah Deraisa. So comes the Gemara and says that if it's not a Zman that's Roy for the Mitzvah Deraisa of Matzah, then it's not a Zman for Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim Deraisa either, based on Bavur Zeh. It's not against the Minchas Chinuch. It's working in tandem with the Minchas Chinuch Svar. It's not the same as Noshim. Noshim, you're trying to compare Matzah to Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim in terms of the nature of the Chiyuv. Noshim are Chayev in Matzah because they're Chayev in Chametz. Therefore, they should be Chayev in Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim as well. That's a totally different concept. There, you're trying to link Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim to Matzah in terms of the people who are Chayev in the Mitzvah. But our Gemara is not linking them in terms of people who are chayiv. It's linking them in terms of the zman. That if this is not a zman that's roi for matzah daraisa, then it's not a zman for Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim daraisa either. So if it's only Sipur Yitzchak Mitzrayim darabana, then we can understand why suma can be motzi others. That's what the Gemara is saying. Morty. But maybe what? At this stage in the Gemara, we're not assuming Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan can daraisa tikun. Right? At this stage in the Gemara, we're not. And even if you say Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan ke'en daraisa, it still isn't a daraisa. You can't say it's ke'en daraisa, and therefore what? That's going to give the Summa extra kochos for karet. If you assume Kol D'Tikun Rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikun, so that's going to take away kochos from the Summa. That's what the Gemara is assuming later. But to say ke'en daraisa tikun means that the Chachamim now can give the mitzvah derabbanan a status of daraisa? That's quite a jump. That's too much of a jump, I think. I think that's too much of a jump. Okay, that's in terms of the first assumption of the Gemara. that since matzah b'zmanah zeh is only the rabbanon, sefer tzitzis ha'am is also only the rabbanon, and that gets us rolling. Then a suma can be motzi others in the mitzvah of sefer tzitzis ha'am. But the question is, what does that mean? How does the rabbanon help me? The fact that sefer tzitzis ha'am is only the rabbanon, so now suddenly the suma can be motzi others. How does that work? How does that work? If you assume that suma is potter from agada, if you assume the gzeirah shava, right, that the suma is potter from agada, so if he's potter, he's potter. What does that mean? That if matzah b'zmanah zeh the rabbanan, so therefore sefer tzitzis ha'am is only the rabbanan, and then suddenly the suma can be motzi others, but he's potter. So if he's potter, so how can he be motzi? How can he be motzi anymore? So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah has two approaches as to how to explain the Gemara. This is a Tosfos from the first packet. I didn't photocopy it again, but I gave you another section in this Tosfos. It's a very famous Tosfos on Lamed Gimel. Tosfos is trying to figure out whether Noshim Mevorech on Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grom. Do not Noshim make a Brocha on Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grom. The Pturos from the Mitzvah, can they still make a Brocha? So Tosfos wants to say that they do. They make a bracha, they can volunteer the mitzvah, and they can make a bracha on a voluntary mitzvah. How does Tosfos know that? So one of the rayas he wants to bring is from Suma. It says, Va'od aminam perek arve psachim, Suma potem ilom argodu, porach me Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, dahavo amri agarata kolchad v'chad bevesim. Midemotzi achem, yidechov osen, shomina demechayven. The Gemara asked that Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes were said the Haggadah for their B'nai Bayis. So the fact that they can be motzi other people, they must be chayv. That's the kasha of the Gemara. It says Tosfos, so Mishani, Mishim the Kasavi, Matzah B'Zman HaZeh, the Rabbanan. They were able to be motzi others because they held Matzah B'Zman HaZeh, the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara. So says Tosfos, Aval, Mimasha Hoyu Mevorchen Lo Medaktik Midi. The fact that Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes made brachas on the Haggadah, Stoma, they were making the brachas, they were saying Haggadah in a normal fashion, there's no diktuk in the Gemara. No one's medayik on the fact that they made brachas, that must show that they're chayiv. The fact that they were motzi other people, that shows that they felt the Suma is chayiv. But not the fact that they made brachas. That shows you that even if you're potter from a mitzvah, if you volunteer the mitzvah, you can make a bracha. So mitzvah say she hazman grom as well, even though noshim apturos from the mitzvah, if they volunteer the mitzvah, they can make the bracha as well. And then Tosfos explains why it should be true, why is it not a bracha shem etzricha, it's bederech bracha, it's not just motzi shem shamayim stam. That's the Tosfos. The Tosfos wants to prove from Suma to Noshim. So then Tosfos says, "Umiu ein kol kach raya misuma leisha." I don't think it's such a raya, really. I don't think it's such a raya. Why? The avagav the Suma poter midaraisa midarabonan miu chayim. Kedemucha chahida arve psachim. The mishani kasavi rav sheshes rav yosef matzav esmanas zed rabon. Says, I don't think it's such a raya from Noshim to Suma, because Noshim in Mitzvah Seisha Hazman Grama Apturos Legamri, the potter completely, as opposed to the case of Suma, maybe Minat Torah the Suma is potter, mid Rabbanan though he has a chiyuv. And he proves from the Gemara, Matzah B'Zman HaZeh D'Rabbanan. Proves from the Gemara that they have Suma has a chiyuv mid Rabbanan. Ulekacha yucholim lahotzi achem, shmarina de'inu nami mid Rabbanan. The cave of the Mechayvi Midrabbanan, Yecholim Levarek, Kamo B'Ner Chanukah, V'chomitzes Drabbanan. Tosfos in his first trial wants to say that what the Gemara really is telling us is that if Matzah B'Zman HaZeh Drabbanan, Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim is Drabbanan, and even a Suma is Chayiv Midrabbanan. Even a Suma has a Chayiv Drabbanan. Now, where did he get this Chayiv Drabbanan from? So you could say Rav Acha might agree to this too. Maybe he holds Minat Torah, the Suma is Potter from Agada because of the Gzeirah Shavah of Zezeh. But he never meant to say midrabbanan. He doesn't have a chiyuv midrabbanan. Maybe the taka is a chiyuv. Maybe everyone agrees midrabbanan the suma is a chiyuv. Rav Acha was just saying that bisman shabeis hamikdash kayam, when the mitzvah sipi tzitzis ha'am is a mitzvah deraisa, since minat Torah the suma is potter, he can't be motzi other people. Comes the Gemara and says, but bisman hazeh matzis drabbanan. So then the Suma that always has a chi of midrabbanan, he can be motzi, because if matzah is drabbanan, then tzipi tzitzis ha'am is also drabbanan. So the Suma is a mechuyev bedavar and sipi yitzias mitzrayim derabanan. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is maybe Rav Acha Taka held that Tsuma is potter from Haggadah Bechlal. That's the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. He's potter. The Gzera Shoa patas him and the Chachamim never put a chiyuv on the Tsuma Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. What the Gemara is saying is, if Matzah Bezman HaZeh Derabbanan, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is Derabbanan as well, so once it's only a Derabbanan, so Chazal gave a chiyuv even to the Tsuma. As long as the mitzvah Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim was Daraisa, so then the Tsuma was Takapata. But Bezman HaZeh, that Matzah is Derabbanan, so Chazal included the Tsuma within that chiyuv. Chazal included the Tsuma within that chiyuv. But that's the first day. Tosus and Rosh Hashanah wants to say that the Suma is a chiyuv midrabanan. And if he's chayuv midrabanan, so then I can understand that he's motzi others. And then I can also understand why he makes a bracha. And what's the comparison to Isha? And Isha is p'tura lagamri. A Suma is not p'tura lagamri minatori. He's p'tura from Agadah midrabanan is chayuv. So there's no raya from Suma to Isha, says Tosus. So this is the first answer. The Tosus is assuming Nochamo that if Matzah Bezman HaZeh Derabbanan, then Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is also only Derabbanan. And if it's only Derabbanan, then the Suma can be Motzi. Others, why? Because the Suma also has a Chiyuv Midrabbanan. Either he always had that Chiyuv, or Dafke Bezman HaZeh, Chazal instituted a Chiyuv for the Suma as well. Once Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim became Derabbanan, so Chazal instituted a Chiyuv for the Suma as well. This is the first Teretz, first Pshat of Tosus in Rosh Hashanah. Miu Yesh Litchos, Tosus says, no, maybe it could be Dochen. What's Pshat in the Gemara there? Does the Suma have a Chiyuv Midrabbanan? No, he doesn't have a Chiyuv Midrabbanan. You want to distinguish between Noshim and Suma? There really isn't a distinction, he says. Why? What's the Pshat in the Gemara there? Maybe the Pshat there is Dereshus Yochel Lahotzi Bar Chiyuv Midrabbanan. Maybe the Chiddush is that even if the Suma Tak has no Chiyuv at all, he's Potter and Ganson. The Gzera Shava Potter's him completely. And the Chachamim never gave any Chiyuv to the Suma. Not Bizman Abayis, not Bizman Azeh. He's Potter Lagamri. Afal Pikain, he can still be Motzi others. Still be Motzi others, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim? No. Rav Acha says that if a Suma is Potter, so then he can't be Motzi anyone. Can't be Motzi anyone, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. The Gemara is saying that Bizman HaZeh, if we assume the Matzah is only the Rabbanan, so Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the Rabbanan. So then even if the Suma is a Rishus, even if he's Potter Legamri from the Mitzvah, even if he doesn't have a Chiyuv Midrabbanan, he can still be Motzi, the Mechuyavim Midrabbanan. As long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing, since everyone else had a Chiyuv Daraisa, so then the Rishus can't be Motzi Bar Chiyuv Daraisa. We know a Mechuyav Bedava can be Motzi others. If someone is not a Mechuyav Bedava, he can't be Motzi others. But says Tosfos, once the Chiyuv Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim was lowered to a Chiyuv Midrabbanan, so now we have a Chiddush. Now even a Rishus, even someone who's Potter from the Mitzvah, if he volunteers the Mitzvah, so now he can be Motzi, even someone who's a Mechuyav Bedava. Since the Chiyuv of the individual is only Midrabbanan, so then the Suma, even if he's Potter Lagami, he can be Motzi someone else. So there's no Raya that a Suma can make a Bracha because he's a Mechuyav Bedavar, right? The reason they made the brachas was not because they were a Mechuyav Bedavar. No, they were able to make brachas. They made the brachas because even someone who volunteers a mitzvah can taka make a bracha. So maybe it's a good raya to Noshim, he says. Initially, Tosus wants to say Suma is no raya to Noshim because the Suma is a Mechuyav Bedavar on a Derabbanan level. So that's why they can make brachas just like we make brachas on mitzvahs Derabbanan. And there is Chanukah and Megillah. But then in the second Teretz, Tosfos says, no, maybe Takasuma is not a Mechuyav Bedavar. And Afal Pi Kain, they were able to be Motzi their B'nai Bayis because Bizman HaZeh, if Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a Mitzvah Derabbanan, a Rishus can be Motzi a Mechuyav Bedavar Midrabbanan. That's Tosfos' second Pshat, a Chiddush of Tosfos. What does that mean? Someone who's not a Mechuyav Bedavar can be Motzi someone else if his Chiyav is only Midrabbanan? Well, what do the words mean, Bechlap? What do the words mean? L'chora, what Tosus is assuming in this second teretz, a bit chiddush, what he's assuming is that even someone who's not a mechuyav bedavar, if he volunteers the mitzvah and he's mekayim the mitzvah, as long as he's a mekayim ha-mitzvah, so then he can link up with someone else who's doing the mitzvah. He can be motzi, someone else who's doing the mitzvah. If you're talking about a mitzvah shebedibur, so as long as he's fulfilling the mitzvah, he's being mekayim the mitzvah, then midin shomea ka'ona, he can be motzi other people too. We normally assume that for the din of shomea ka'ona, we need people to be on the same level. That arva, the kol yisrael arevim zebazeh, means that there's a responsibility of one Jew for another, but they have to be on the same level. They have to be a mechuyim b'davar on the same level. That's the simple assumption. That's what Tosfos assumed in his first pshat. That if someone is chayiv min haTorah and a mitzvah, so he needs a mechuyim b'davar daraisa to be motzi him. If he only has a chayiv midrabanan, then a mechuyim b'davar midrabanan can be motzi him. But the posh of pshat is they have to be on the same level. Orvus means that you're responsible for someone who's on your level. What Tosfos seems to be saying is that as long as the sum is mekayim the mitzvah, meaning we're going to use the concept of shomea ka'ona. Shomea ka'ona means that I'm doing the mitzvah too. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush and I'm being motzi you in the dibur of Kiddush. Yotza motzi means that I've already been yotzei, but because you haven't been yotzei, so I'm responsible for you. Since we both share a chiyuv, so I'm responsible for you. So as long as you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, I can still be motzi you. So that concept, Yotza Motzi, it's not shayach that a reshus, that someone who's volunteering a mitzvah is going to be able to be motzi other people, midin Yotza Motzi. Because he's not a mechir b'davar b'chlal, he's not sharing a chiv with someone else. So you can't say, what, until someone else has been Yotza his chiv, I'm still chayiv. He's not chayiv b'chlal. But maybe what Tosis is saying is that the din of shomea ka'ona doesn't require the arvus that Yotza Motzi requires. All the din of shomea ka'ona requires is that I be doing a mitzvah. If I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm the mashmiya. If I'm actually mekayim a mitzvah, so anyone who's mekayim a mitzvah, that mitzvah has meaning for him. It's not like it's a meaningless act. So if it has meaning for the mekayim a mitzvah, then the shomea can piggyback onto the mashmiya and he can be yotzei as well. That the din of shomea ka'ona just requires that there be meaning to the ma'isa mitzvah. So if the person is allowed to volunteer the mitzvah, you know he's a rishus, he doesn't have a chiyuv. Not the raisa, not the rabbah, he doesn't have a chiyuv b'chlal. But if there's meaning to his mitzvah, meaning he's a mekayim a mitzvah, he gets schar for the mitzvahs, right? He doesn't have a chiyuv, but he can be mekayim the mitzvah. So as long as he's mekayim the mitzvah, then he can be motzi someone else, because the other person is going to link, he's going to piggyback onto his mitzvah. Is this a meaningless act? No, the rishus can have a mitzvah. He can be mekayim a mitzvah. So as long as he's mekayim a mitzvah, midin shomea ka'ona, someone else can be yotzei as well. That's lechora, the second pshat of Tosfos. Comes out that there are two approaches to our sugi. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah is mechadesh two approaches. The Gemara is saying, first of all, that since Matzah B'Zman says derabbanan, so Sibiyat Yisrael Tzayim is only derabbanan, that's clear. And we discussed what is the linkage, how does the linkage work, minchas chinuch, etc. But there's a second assumption too, and that is one Sibiyat Yisrael Tzayim is only derabbanan B'Zman Hazeh, so now the Summa can be motzi others. Now how does that work? So comes Tosfos in the first answer and says the Summa has a chiyuv midirabbanan too. He has a chiyuv, either he even had a chiyuv derabbanan at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or maybe not then, but now that Sibiyat Yisrael Tzayim is only derabbanan, Chazal added the Summa to that chiyuv, but he does have a chiyuv midirabbanan. He has a chiyuv midirabbanan, so then he's a mechuyav b'davar and he can be motzi someone else. Another person also has only a chiyuv derabbanan because Sibiyat Yisrael Tzayim B'Zman Hazeh is only derabbanan. So everyone links up perfectly. Everyone's on the same level of chiyuv. The other option Tosfos has, because we don't hear in the Gemara anywhere, the Gemara saying that Suma has a chiyuv, sounds like if he's potter from Agada, from Gzera Shava, then he's potter Lagami. So like, where did the chiyuv come from? So the other pshat that Tosfos wants to suggest is even if the Suma is only Rishus, he's not a chiyuv b'davar b'chlal. Even if he's only a rishus, as long as the chiyuv is only a chiyuv midrabanan, then the rishus can be motzi the mechuyav adaver midrabanan. And he says this is similar to what the Gemara says. Kama katan de mevarich la'avir perag mishameisa va'ola l'minyan shiva motzi acher midei chavasa b'megillah l'reb Yehuda k'detan b'megillah. A katan is mevarich la'avir. That's a very loaded sugya there. A lot of different perushim. So in this pshat in Tosfos, Tosfos is suggesting that a katan is mevarech la'aviv, even though the katan is a rishus, he doesn't have a chiyuv midrabanan. Chinuch is not mechayev him midrabanan. He's only a rishus, and yet he can be mevarech la'aviv, he can be motzi his father. So don't you see from there, says Tosfos, that a rishus can be motzi bar chiyuv midrabanan. These are the two approaches of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. questions. The Tana. Why shouldn't it work according to both of them? Even if you say like the Chazon Ish is saying that if I link up to someone who's doing a mitzvah, so then I can be yotzi as well. So as long as the mashmiya is doing a ma'isa mitzvah, so then that ma'isa mitzvah is enough to link up. So if he's mekayim a mitzvah, then it's sufficient. If he's doing a meaningless act, so of course it's not going to link up with me, right? But even if you hold like the Chazon Ish, the dibur doesn't have to transfer. But I'm linking up to it. Do I have to link up to a mechuya bedava to give the maisa a significant status? No, as long as it's a maisa mitzvah, then lechorah is sufficient. So that's exactly the point. I'm trying to stress that according to Tosfos, yotza motzi, according to the second day, lechorah, the din of yotza motzi is not going to work. You can't say yotza motzi if the person doesn't have a chiyuv. Yotza motzi is based on sharing a chiyuv with someone else. But shomea ka'one, Tosfos wants to suggest that will work because he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So as long as he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah kiyumis, so to speak. He's mekayim a mitzvah, even though he doesn't have a chiyuv. So the other individual, the shomea, can piggyback. He can link on to this ma'isa mitzvah that the mashmiya is doing, and he can be yotzi as well. This second day of Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah is very, very important. Because l'chora, that's the only way to explain the Gemara according to the Mordechai in the second day that we mentioned on day one. Which Mordechai might we talk about? Gemara starts off by saying what? Rav Acha held that Sum is Pata from Agada based on Xeris Sakosa, based on a Pasuk. Right? Xeris Shava Zezer. So we asked the Kasha, we said, what do you need a Pasuk for? Rav Acha introduces a Pasuk. What do you need a Pasuk for? Assume is Pata from Mitzvahs in general. If you assume is Pata from Mitzvahs in general, so then, of course he's Pata from Haggadah. What's the difference between Haggadah and Tefillin and Shofar and everything else if he's Pata from Mitzvahs? So the Mordechai in the first day has said, Rav Acha apparently is assuming, like the Rabbanan and the Rebbe Yehuda, that Suma is really chayiv in mitzvahs. He's chayiv in mitzvahs in general, so that's what he needs, a gzeres shavi. He needs a gzeres hakosav to pata Suma dafka from Haggadah. Right, that's the first day of the Mordechai. But then the Mordechai wanted to suggest what? Rav Acha really holds, like Rebbe Yehuda, that Suma is pata min ha-mitzvahs. So he's pata min ha-mitzvahs. What do you need a pasuk l'gabe Haggadah? No, Rav Acha is coming to teach me that the Sum is Pater even midirabbanan. He's Pater Lagamri. It's Pater Lagamri. The Jerusha is talking about a Dirabbanan? What's going on? He says it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma that the Chachamim felt that the Summa should be Pater even on a level of Dirabbanan. And they saw in the Jerusha this Asmachta, they saw Smach that even midirabbanan the Summa should be Pater from Haggadah. So it comes out, according to the second day, Summa is Pater Lagamri. Pata Lagami, he doesn't have a chiyuv d'orais, he doesn't have a chiyuv d'rabbanan. He's Pata Lagami, that's the maskon of the drasha. According to the first pshat, so Asuma should have been chayiv, the drasha patas him, but maybe it patas him on a level of d'oraisa. There's still room to say midirabbanan is chayiv, but according to the second pshat, the whole chiddush of the drasha is to pater him Lagami. So if the chiddush is to pater him Lagami, what's the hemshech of the Gemara? Right? If the whole point of the Gzeres Shav is to pater him legamri, that even midrabbanan he doesn't have a chiyuv. So now the Gemara asks, Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, Rav Kori Haggadah for their b'nei bayis, how could they do that? Our Suma is pater, how could they do that? Answers the Gemara, Matzav is manazed derabbanan. What does that do for me? But if the Suma is pater legamri, why should he be able to be motzi others? Even if Matzav is manazed derabbanan, and consequently, Sipriyat Yisrael Tzayim is manazed, might also only be derabbanan. But so what? The sum is part of the gamri. So how can he be motzi other people? But according to the second day of Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, it's mamish beautiful. The Gemara is answering that as long as the chiyuv of Sipriyat Yisrael Tzayim was daraisa, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, since Matzav was daraisa, so Sipriyat Yisrael Tzayim was also daraisa. So then, the Summa, Taka can't be motzi anyone. He's Potter, he can't be motzi anyone. But now that Matz is only Dirabbanan, and consequently, Sipriyat Yisrael Tzayim is also only Dirabbanan, even if the Summa is Potter Legamri, he can still be motzi others, if he volunteers the mitzvah. If he volunteers the mitzvah and he does the ma'isah, his ma'isah mitzvah is significant. So even if he's only a rishus, even if he's patur lagamri, he can still be motzi someone else. If the someone else is mechuyav only midrabbanan. So b'zman hazeh, since the mitzvah sifkas Yisrael was lowered to a level of derabbanan, now the summa can be motzi others, even if he's patur lagamri. So according to Tosis and Rosh Hashanah's second pshat, now we have a beer in the Gemara, we have a havana in the Gemara for the Mordechai's second approach. Okay. What's the simple pshat? Simple pshat is not the second pshat of Tosis, but rather the first one, right? Simple pshat is that the Summa has a chiyuv midrabbanan. Maybe he doesn't have a chiyuv in the Torah, but he has a chiyuv midrabbanan, so therefore he is considered a mechuyav b'davar, and that's why he can be motzi others. Right? That's the simple pshat. That's the simple pshat in the Sukkah. The Tosis in Masechta Megillah asks a blockbuster kasha on that pshat. We're still not finished. Right? We're getting there. We went from stage one to stage two, and now we have to get to stage three. The Pashup pshat of the Gemara is that since Matzah is Manazeh Drabbanan, so Sipiyat Yisrael is only Drabbanan, the Summa is mechuyav b'davar, at least midrabbanan. So therefore, if there's only a chi of sibris yisrael midrabbanan, then the summa can be motzi others. So frak tosfos, just one second. The summa has a chi of midrabbanan, but he's what we call a trei derabbanan. He never has a chi. He never had a chi of daraisa. He never had that stage of his man shabes midrashkam. He can't get to the chi of daraisa. A chi of midrabbanan he can have, but the chi of daraisa he never will have. So not only is the mitzvah derabbanan bizman hazeh, but the gavra is a gavra that is only mechuyav midrabbanan. We call that a trei derabbanan. The chiyav everyone else has is a chiyav midrabbanan. The chiyav the summa has is a chiyav midrabbanan. But he as a gavra is on a lower level than everyone else. Everyone else has a stage where it could be daraisa. It could be daraisa. Right? If there would be a carbon pesach, then matzah would be daraisa. And if matzah would be daraisa, so then Tzibir Yisrael would be daraisa as well. But the Summa never has that stage. For the Summa, it's always only the Rabbanan. So the Summa should be considered a trei the Rabbanan. This is a phrase that Tosfos coins, the concept that Tosfos coins. He says, if the Summa is only a trei the Rabbanan, what does it help me that he has a chiyuv mid the Rabbanan? But a trei the Rabbanan can't be motzi achad the Rabbanan. So says Tosfos, you know, I understand you're trying to help. The Gemara is trying to help us by saying Sipir Tzitzayim is only a mitzvah derabbanan bizman hazeh, but it hasn't solved the problem because the Summa is still only a trei derabbanan. So how can he be motzi others? This is the kasha of Tosfos. What's this? Where does this start from? Where does Tosfos introduce this trei derabbanan concept? This is a famous, famous Tosfos. Let's see this Tosfos together. This Tosfos in Masechta Megillah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. I'm sorry for the error in the Makoros sheet. But it's on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. This is in packet 24. On page 8, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah Megillah on Daf Yud Tes says, HaKol K'shein Likas HaMegillah Chutz Mecher Shad V'Kotam, Rabbi Yehuda Mach Shebekotam. HaKol Bis Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, whether a Kotam can read the Megillah on behalf of everyone else. Chacham says yes, Rabbi Yehuda says no. So, fractosis, a fundamental question. What cotton are we talking about over here? Kosher, be'ezek cotton marim. Iba lo higia l'chinach, my time at Rabbi Yehuda the Machshir. If the cotton is below the age of chinach, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say he's kosher? To read the Megillah. You have to be a mechuyah b'dari, says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Ve'i higia l'chinach, my time at the Rabbanan de Pasli. If he's a cotton she'higia l'chinach, he's reached the age of chinach. He is a mechuyah b'davar mid Rabbanan. Tosis's assumption, right? So, what's the reason of the chachamim who pasul? Halo kolor acherim nami and chayavim ella midrabbanan. Im ken kasha, my lamin dasi midrabbanan, umafik midrabbanan. If everyone has a chiyuv midrabbanan, so what's the problem with the cotton be motzi? Why did the chacham say that he can't be motzi them in the mitzvah megillah? The hachinami amrinam perik mishameso the ben mavarich lo avivav bishul kata viyotze biverchasim. He says, and after all, that's the gemara in brachas. Just one second over here. That's the Gemara Brachas. Ben Mavarech La'aviv. That's a case where Mechuyav B'davar Midrabbanan is Motzi Mechuyav B'davar Midrabbanan. Notice, Tosis is interpreting differently than Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, right? Tosis in Rosh Hashanah thought that Ben Mavarech La'aviv is a case of Rishus being Motzi Barach Yuvah D'Rabbanan. Tosis in Megillah says, no, it's a case of Mechuyev Midrabbanan, Mimotzi Mechuyev Bedavar Midrabban. Interesting. They're learning the Gemara differently. Umuki lahasam gon shachal av kazayas al kabeitza da havi shiur ad rabbanan. The asi katan shachiyuv ad rabbanan umafik other shlachal ela shiur ad rabbanan. Now he's reading into the Gemara. There's no question that the case is where the father ate a shiur ad rabbanan. He didn't eat a kadei svi of yachalta mesavata. Tells me that you make a bracha min atara, bracha birchas hamazon, only if you eat a kadei svi, if you eat a kabeitza. So he didn't eat a kadei svi. Good. Let's say he only had a kazai. So the father is chayiv midrabbanan in birchas hamazon. So the katan can be motzim. Why can the katan be motzim? So lefi tosis in mesechta megillah, the katan ate a kadei svi. Katan ate a kadei svi. He's chayiv midrabbanan. The father didn't eat a kadei svi. He also only has a chayiv midrabbanan. If the father had eaten a kadei svi, he'd have a chayiv deraisa. But if he ate only a kazayis, a kibetza, it wasn't a kadei svi. So then he has a chayiv midrabbanan. So midrabbanan can be motzim midrabbanan. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah assumed the father ate less than a kadesh shviya. He has a chiyuv midrabbanan, and the katan is a rishos. No matter what the katan ate, he's not in a chiyuv bedavar midrabbanan. The metzias of the Gemara is the same according to both of them. But the question is, what do you extrapolate from the Gemara? Do you learn from the Gemara that a chiyuv bedavar midrabbanan can be motzi another chiyuv bedavar midrabbanan, or do you learn that a rishos can be motzi a chiyuv bedavar midrabbanan? So what does Tosfos say? He says, if it's a katan shehigia l'china, so why can't he be motzi everyone in the midst of Megillah? They're all mechuyev bedavar midrabbanan. The Eishlomar says, Tosfos, d'liola mayer b'katan shehigia l'china, v'afilo ochi post l'rabbanan, mishan d'megillah leka chiyuv, afilo b'gedolim ela midrabbanan. The katan ein mechuyev ela midrabbanan, afilo b'shar mitzvahs. V'godol leka l'chad d'rabbanan b'megillah. Shai b'shar mitzvahs u'chayev d'araisa. He says the Gedolim by Mikra Megillah, they're only a Chad Derabbanan. The Gedolim have a status of Mechuyev Bedavar Daraisa in other mitzvahs, in Tefillin, in Shofar, in Sukkah, etc. So they only have one Derabbanan in this context. But the Katan is never a Mechuyev Bedavar Daraisa. So he's a Mechuyev Bedavar Midrabbanan, and this is a mitzvah Derabbanan, so that's a Trei Derabbanan. So says Tosfos, lo asi trei derabbanan umafik chad derabbanan. Aval ahid berchas hamazon mayri shakatan ochel kadei svia davi chiyuv daraisa veleka el chad derabbanan umafik ha'av shlo ochel el shiur derabbanan. By berchas hamazon, Tosfos learns that the son ate a kadei svia, so that would have been a chiyuv daraisa, but because he's a gavra who's only mechuyuv midrabbanan, he has a chiyuv derabbanan. The father would have been a mechuyev bedavar min haTorah, but he only ate less than a kadei svi, so he has a chiyuv derabbanan. So it's chad derabbanan. With chad derabbanan, so the katan can be motzi his father. And this is the famous shita of Tosfos in Masechta Megillah. A trei derabbanan can't be motzi a chad derabbanan. And that's why the chachamim there in the Mishnah Megillah say that the katan can't be motzi the tzibur in Mikra Megillah, because he's a trei derabbanan, and the gedolim are a chad derabbanan. Umikomakom kasha comes Tosfos and says, but what I just told you is shver from the Gemara in Arvei Pesach. That was sugya. We're not here to learn Megillah. It's a beautiful sugya, but that's not what we're here for. We're here for Pesach. Mikamakam kasha the karmina the Rav Sheshes v'Rav Yosef Ami Agadat Abalei lepesachim motziyim acherim mishum nesarvi matzim izmanazed rabbanon. Gemara says Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes were able to be motziyim acherim yidei chavosan because matz is only rabbanon tzosi b'tzis zem is only rabbanon. Lufi mashe pirashdi kasha. Hechi also inu davu trei derabbanan deosuma potem ilomar agoda umafki acherim dechayav emia derabbanan veleka bohelacha derabbanan. Everyone else only has one derabbanan because they could have a chiyuv daraisa bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. So they are a gavra that could be chayav min haTorah. So they only have a chad derabbanan because matzah bizman hazeh derabbanan sibitz yosheim is only derabbanan bizman hazeh. But the suma has a trei derabbanan. Because he as a gavra could never have a chiyuv daraisa, so he as a gavra is a mechuyev bedavar derabbanan, and the mitzvah in question is a derabbanan as well. Sipis Hashem is only derabbanan as well. So he's a trei derabbanan. So how can he be motzi the family, right? If his bnei bayis have a chiyuv min haTorah, they're only a chad derabbanan. He's a trei derabbanan. So we're back to square one. It's the chapela. The Mishnah Masechta Megillah, that we can explain, but now we have a kasha from the Gemara Pesachim. What's going on over here? says Tosfos. Yeshlomer, he says, the summa odif mikoton sharei neschayu kfar midaraisa masha'en ken bekotov. Ad kan divrei. Kurtzavot. What's Tosfos talking about? Summa is better than koton. Summa is better than koton. He doesn't deny the yisod that he set forth. A trade rabbanon can't be motzi achad rabbanon. So what's his answer? He says a summa is better than koton. A summa was already nischayev kfar midaraisa, masha'en ken bekotov. Koton never had a chiyev daraisa. But the summa had a chiyev daraisa before. He was nischayev midaraisa kfar. It was nischayev midaraisa kfar. What was he chayev midaraisa? It's kfar nischayev midaraisa. So therefore, he's better than the katan. The concept of the trade rabbanan can't be motzi achad rabbanan, that applies to a katan, says Tosfos. But not to a summa, because a summa was chayev before. He had a shasa kosher, as they say. He had a shasa kosher. Interesting. What does Tosfos say? So first of all, before we even get to the Shitas Tosfos, the whole kasha of Tosfos obviously is only relevant to Shitasim. Right? It's only relevant to Shitasim that they assume Katan as a chiyuv midrabban. He is a mechuyav b'davar. That's the nature of chinuch. So he's bothered with his whole kasha. He has to introduce this idea of a trade rabbanan to answer why the katan can't be motzi as a rabbim in the mitzvah of mikra megillah, because the katan is a mechuyav b'davar. Obviously, this whole question and the problem later from Summa would not apply if you assume not like Tosfos, right? If you assume like the Ramban, Rafi's Ramban, right? If you assume like the Ramban that the Ran quotes that a katan is not a mechuyav b'davar, that it's the father who's mechuyav to be margil, to be mechanech the child, so then there's no question to begin with. The Chachamim pasul a katan from Mikra Megillah, from being motzi others in the mitzvah of Megillah, because the katan is not a mechuyav b'davar b'chlal. It's plashet. Katan is not a mechuyav b'davar b'chlal. Rabbi Yehuda apparently disagrees, but the Tanakama, they hold that even though the katan is a bar chinuch, but he's not a mechuyav b'davar. It's not called a mechuyav b'davar. The father's mechuyav to be mechanech the child, but the katan doesn't have a chiyuv. So of course he can't be motzi others because he doesn't have a chiyuv b'chlal. Assuming like those in Rosh Hashanah's first day that a rishus can't be motzi mechuyav b'davar the rabbanan, right? So you got to be equal. So if the katan is not a mechuyav b'davar, then of course he can't be motzi others. Poshet. So then there's no kasha from Summa. It's not, there's no, the whole question doesn't even begin. That's according to the Ramban. So Tosfos obviously is not assuming like that. That's why he has his whole problem. So what's Tosfos' answer? What does he say? He's bothered with Katan. He says there's this idea that a trade Rabbanan can't be motzi achad Rabbanan. I by Summa? No. But Summa is different. Shekhan is chayev midaraisa. What does that mean? What does he mean? So it's very difficult because he's applying this idea to Haggadah, right? Kvaneschayev midaraisa we've seen in a different context, right? If a Summa, can a Summa be poris ala shema? Can a Summa be poris ala shema for the tzibur? Poris ala shema is a din derabbanan, the birchos kriyashma, to be motzias harabim birchos kriyashma. But Yehuda says that if he's lo ra ma'oros miyamav, then he can't be motzi others. So if he did see Ma'oros, then he will be able to be motzi others. He had a chiyuv at some point in time. He had a full chiyuv at some point in time. So even if now he's a summa, then he'll be able to be motzi others. So Tosfos is saying that if the summa had a chiyuv midaraisa at some point in time, if he had a chiyuv midaraisa at some point in time, so then he's called a mechuyav b'davar. Then he's called a mechuyav b'davar and he can be motzi others. It sounds from Tosfos that the answer would only work if someone was nistama later on in life. With Yosef, we know he became a summa later. He originally was not a summa, and then with age he became a summa. So that's what Tosfos is saying, that the summa, both of Yosef and Sheshes, they were not summa mishas later. So since they were nischayev mikvar midaraisa, they did have a chiyuv daraisa at one point in time. They had a shasa kosher. So Tosfos wants to suggest that they're not called a trade, they're Rabbanan. It's true that a trade rabbanan cannot be motzi echad rabbanan, but the case of suma is not necessarily a trade rabbanan. If he had a chiyuv daraisa at some point in time, then Tosa says he's called a mechuyav bedavar, and therefore he's only going to be a echad rabbanan. As long as he had a shas kosher, that's sufficient. What does that mean? But right now he's a suma. So if he doesn't have a chiyuv right now, so how is he a mechuyav bedavar? The B'chana Wasserman and Kovit Shiurim and Chelik Beis and Simon Lamed Aleph, he wants to suggest that maybe what Tosus is saying is that a Summa is like a Ptur Laila. He uses a different Ptur, but this is the example that I'm going to give. Right, let's say the case of Tzitzis. So you're Pater from Tzitzis Balaila. So would you say that the individual is not a Bar Chiyuva Balaila? He's a Bar Chiyuva in Tzitzis even Balaila. It's just temporally he's not Chayiv in the Mitzvah. Right? For the time being, he's not Chayiv in the Mitzvah. He can't be yotzei the mitzvah, right? There's no mitzvah in him. It's not that he's not a bar chiyuva. It's that he's potter lefishah, as we would call it. He's potter lefishah. He has a temporary ptur. But he really fundamentally is a bar chiyuva. What Tosis is basically saying is that a suma is temporarily potter. If he got his sight back, he'd get back to his chiv. So he's not like a katan. A katan doesn't have a chiv until he becomes a gadol. It's not that he's temporarily potter, and when he becomes a gadol, then he gets back his chiv. He never had a chiv to begin with. If the suma had a chiv darais at some point in time, he had a full chiv, he wasn't a suma. So now we look at the status that he has now of being a suma as a temporary ptur. But he's really a mechuyav adar, he's a gavra bar chiyuva. So if he's a gavra bar chiyuva, then we won't say that he's a trader rabbana. Obviously, Tosis is assuming that the strength of the suma, we can say that the suma is not a trader rabbanan only if he was chayev min haTorah at some point in time. That's the sticking point in Tosis. He needs a shas hakosher. But if he has a shas hakosher, then Tosis says we look at his status of being a suma only as a ptur lefishah. It's like a ptur laila. So if it's only a ptur lefishah, then he's still a mechuyav bedavar, and then we can say that he's not a trader rabbanan. It's only a chad rabbanan. So that's why he can be motzi others, and that's why he's better than a katan. Ephraim. That suma what?
The suma
is asili dei daraisa, Rabbeinu Tuvia. Right? He can come. He can come to the status that he'll be misbakeh, he'll be cured of his status of a suma. Right? That it's similar to that idea. If he's asili dei chiyuv daraisa. See, the problem is Rabbeinu Tuvia is applying that to katan. He's saying even if the katan is not a mechuyav bedavar now, but we'll treat him as a mechuyav bedavar if his status naturally is going to change. Right? What does the Mordechai say to us for? Let's see. Let's see what the Mordechai says. Rabbeinu Tuvia asked, how could the Summa be motzi his bnei bayis and kiddush? If a Summa is potter min hamitzvos. Right. Because the Summa could be osi lidei chiyuva, if he's cured. Just like we make kiddush during a time of Tosefes, he says, a time of Tosefes Shabbos, because we're asi lidei chiyuva, because the chiyuv daraisa is going to come later. Right? So he makes a tzushtel. He compares the case of Tosefes to Summa. The ability we have to make kiddush during Tosefes is because we are asi lidei chiyuva daraisa when Shabbos actually comes. So similarly, the Summa, since he's asi lidei chiyuva daraisa, so then he should be able to be motzi his bnei bayis, even when he's a suma, because he's called a mechibada, because there's that potential. I hear the connection, I found. Very nice. So that's similar to what Tosis is saying over here. See, the only difference is that Tosis over here is assuming that the suma is a mechibada only if what? Only if what? Only if he was a mechibada before. But Ben Tovi is not saying that. He's saying since the suma could be cured and he could come with a chiyuv, so this could be only a temporal problem. So it doesn't take away the status of a mechuyav from the suma. The Tosis and Masechta Megillah, at least on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, seems to be saying that no, if he has to have a shas hakosher, that he had to have been a mechuyav from the Torah at some point in time. If he had that chiyuv at some point in time, we treat him as a mechuyav b'davar, even though right now he's a suma, and temporarily he's potter, but he's still a mechuyav b'davar, so that's why he's not called a trader rabba. Okay, this is Tosus in Megillah on Daf Yutes on the base. Later on in Daf Chav Dalet, Tosus gives another answer. It's Mamash Apella, just like five Daf ahead, he gives a different answer. What does Tosus in Megillah on Daf Chav Dalet say? Well, this is in packet number 23. Just a second. Afal gav the pirashna leil the katan the isle trader rabbanan shu katan a priest of shmal lohavi ella mid rabbanan in yochel lahotzi achem gedolim. Afilu achi suma sheyesh bo trei mid rabbanan yotzi shaper achem. The kevan shu godol ubardas odiv tfei mikotan. Tosis here on Daf Chav Dalet, he says that the suma is better because he's a godol and a bardas, so he's other from a kotan. What's he saying? He's a godol and a bardas, so the suma is other from a kotan. He has a greater chiyuv than a kotan. Kotan is worse than a suma because he's not a bardas. Tosis here on Daf Chav Dalet is not working. Doesn't seem to be working with the trader abana concept. He's saying the problem with a katan is not that he's a trader, Abana, but the fact that he's not a bardas. He's on a lower level of chiyuv. You can't even call him a chadra Abana. Meaning, he's not similar to others. Meaning, someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah of Megillah, so he has a chiyuv midr Abana. He has a full chiyuv der Abana. But a katan is not a bardas, so he's not even a chadra Abana, really. That's what Tosus on Daf Chav Dalet seems to be saying. He's moving away from the trader Abana angle. He's not saying that the key is that the katan is a trader and that's why he shouldn't be able to be motzi others. He's saying that a katan is not a bardas, so he's on a lower level of chiyuv than others. And of course, if that's the problem of katan, that doesn't apply to suma, because suma is a bardas, so he is on the same level as other people. The Turi Evan points out that there's a very big difference between the two tosfosim, not just in concept and what they're saying, but according to Tosus in Megillah and Daf Yotes, if the Suma was never able to see, so then he wouldn't be able to be motzi other people. He needs to have a shasa kosha in order to be called a mechuyav b'davar. According to Tosus, Megillah, Daf Chav Dalet, he doesn't need a shasa kosha. He's always better than a katan, because he's a bardas. So what gives him the status of mechuyav b'davar is not the fact that he had a shasa kosha, but the fact that he's a bardas. That's a big nafkamina between the two Tosusim in the same mesechta. A tremendous difference. Does he have to have a shasa kosher in order to be on a different level than a katan? Do we say that he's only a mechuyav b'davar if he had a shasa kosher? Or do we say no, that that he could be a mechuyav b'davar even if he doesn't have a shasa kosher? Tosus in Bava Kamma adds one final answer. Tosus in Bava Kamma also has the same kasha, but he phrases his answer a little bit differently. Tosus Bava Kamma says, "Lo dami chiyuv de suma lechiyuv de katan sheigil lechinuch she'ein ela lechanchem." The afal gav lechayev mid rabbanan in poris al shma lehotzi acherim yidei chavos. Tosus again says that a suma is odder from a katan. Katan is weaker. Why is katan weaker? Because ain't no ela lechanchem. The mitzvah is only a mitzvah of chinuch. Sounds like he's saying, even though there is a chiyuv mid rabbanan by a katan, but the chiyuv is a lower level chiyuv than suma. Suma is not a mitzvah lechanchem; it's a real mitzvah. He's chayiv mamish in the mitzvah. The katan, says Tosus in Bava Kamma, is a lower level chiyuv. It's a chiyuv chinuch. It's a lower level chiyuv. So because it's a lower level chiyuv, that's why the katan can't be motzi others. A suma has a full chiyuv midrabanan. It's not just a lower level chiyuv, so therefore he can't be motzi others. Tosus from Megillah and Daf Chav Dalet and Tosus in Bava Kamma, they seem to be denying this yisod of trader rabbanan. The problem with katan, they're saying, is not trader rabbanan. The problem with katan is that his whole chiyuv is weaker, either because he's not a bardas, or because the mitzvah is just lechancho, it's a lower level mitzvah. It's not because of trader rabbanan. It's not because of trader rabbanan. So once you shy away from the trader rabbanan, then suma obviously is going to be better than a katan, because a suma is a bardas. A suma does have a real chiyuv of mitzvahs midrabbanan. It's not just lechancho. So since Suma is better than a Katan, so then it'll be obvious that if the others have a Chi of Midrabanan, then the Suma, who has a Chi of Midrabanan as well, will be able to be Motzi then.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Baltas.